Welcome to the Storyteller Tavern. My name is Mush Hughes.
And I'm Lee Northup.
And together, we talk to makers and artists to learn more about the stories behind their projects and their creative journeys so far. Thanks for joining us here in the tavern. Welcome back to the tavern, everyone. It's February while we're recording this right now, and we are so excited to catch back up with you. The last time we recorded live, it was back in October, and we's a bit of a stretch because, as you might have noticed, I was
On assignment.
I was absent from Maker Camp. I was bringing into the world my newest daughter. So she's good. Everybody's healthy. Mama and kiddos are healthy. Dada is sleep deprived and healthy. So appreciate all the really kind words I got from folks at Maker Camp and since. So means a lot. Love you guys. Thank you very much. And I can't wait to see the crew coming up. So yeah.
I think what we've learned is that when Mush doesn't come to Maker Camp, it rains, it monsoons, it pours. So, Mush, all I can say is you better be there next year or everybody better bring twice as many raincoats.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. I can keep that in mind.
So Maker Camp was a blast. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. We missed you terribly. The season was, or the chapter, I should say, was unbelievable. Just really cool guests, really cool vibe. And we picked right up where we left off the previous year. And I don't think... That was our third year going to Maker Camp. So I think we had, you know, a lot of these established friendships, relationships. We kind of knew what to expect. We knew what we were getting ourselves into. We knew exactly where the martini bar was. But this last year at WorkbenchCon, we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. No. We got a couple friends that said, hey, your podcast is a really good fit for Workbench. Talked to Kristen and Tiff and, you know, got the invitation to bring the show on the road down there. But definitely was just kind of flying in blind, right, Mush? Is that fair?
No, we were planted firmly in the newbie welcome on that first night. Had no idea what to expect other than the kind of heads-ups we'd gotten from folks. And very similar to the first time at Maker Camp, we weren't ready in all the best ways.
And now we're going down there. I've just got a text from Kristen Stockdale. We are putting together a pretty rad power carving session where you get to help our friends at Cutsall do some cool stuff with their booth and with their power carving sessions. I could not be more excited for year two at WorkbenchCon, Mush.
Yeah, there's something really special about going in and having an idea and getting ready to play into the expectations without overhyping them, just a little bit knowing more what to expect to hype yourself up and anticipate the people, the stuff, the events, the learning, and the doing that is WorkbenchCon.
So a big kind of flip was how last year we had to ask about a dozen of our friends. So tell me about WorkbenchCon. Yeah. Tell me what this madness is all about. And our good friend Brittany Carbone said, you know, use the word life changing. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, when we got there, we kind of figured it out. But now we've been probably asked by a dozen people that are going for their first time to describe it to them. So I guess, Mush, when those people have asked you, how do you describe WorkbenchCon? What do you say?
Life-changing isn't far off. What underlies all of it? I'm gonna start with the people because it's one of a handful of times in the year where there's this mecca to a place where all the people that are in this amazing community are in high audience, high attendance. And it's not everybody. It can never be everybody, but it's enough people to get the gang back together, get to see those faces and hug those hugs and really get a chance to catch up and learn from and share with all the people that make this maker community so special. And seeing them in person is probably at the top of my list. After that, I mean, WorkbenchCon and Maker Camp are the two big ones for us at this time, and they both have their own really distinct and important characteristics. WorkbenchCon, I'm so excited to go there and do some of the learning about the craft behind the craft for this crew. A lot of the folks that are in these circles, I mean, we know that we're making stuff and we're sharing stuff and we're putting it out for other people to see, to learn from, to get excited by. And there's the opportunity at WorkbenchCon to learn about the craft of that sharing and that storytelling in a way that is more present. I mean, we're all there and excited to learn about it and practice it and get better at it in a way that is distinct to WorkbenchCon. So I'm excited to get a dose of that again myself. I know that I'm very early on in the path of a learner in that kind of journey. And it's fun. I mean, I really like learning. That's part of why I like making, is because I like learning about this stuff and then getting a chance to practice it. And WorkbenchCon is a chance to learn about the craft and intricacies of telling your story, putting it out in a way that makes sense for you and for what you make and for how you want to share, whether that's on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok or selling your product or selling your lessons. It's a really neat vantage point for me, mostly from the educational makerspace, to see all this stuff going out in a way that I'm not used to. So the people and the learning about how to share your story are probably the one and two on my list for what I'm excited about for all Workbench Cons.
So as I was processing this in my head, I was thinking about the similarities and the differences. And I'm sure that both Austin and Kristen are like, dude, stop comparing the two. They're two totally different things. And I agree, but you know what is the nature of the beast? Because these are, with all the love to you guys, these are our two favorite days of the year, weekends of the year. So we get to compare the two. So the first thing is the people, like you started with, Mush. Getting to, you know, when you talk about those hugs, you know, when you get to see your people and that tribe gets back together again, there's just this energy that comes forth, and it's just so stinking exciting to be with those people and to raise hell and to just to have a really good time. So I'm so excited to have fun and dig in deep with those people and reestablish those relationships. And unfortunately for, you know, 90%, 95% of those people, I don't see them except for these two events. And, you know, when we see them on Instagram or we see them on YouTube or we see them in these, like, you know, or we're communicating with them via DM, like, it's not the same as putting your arms around those lovely people and give them a big hug. Mm-hmm. And you get sad, like we were with you at Maker Camp, when those people, you get the message, you know, hey, that person's not coming. Like, that it like takes a little bit of you away, and you just hope that that person's okay. And you know they are, but you know, there might be a phase of their life, like a baby or something, where they just can't, they can't make it. The difference is, Workbench Con is warmer,
drier,
warmer and drier are the two things. And then, like, I'm just excited about our set, you know, which is something we had a pretty cool gazebo at Maker Camp. And, Austin's actually offered us the martini bar as the set, for chapter, I guess that will be either 9 or 10 of, I think this is chapter 8.
Wow.
Right?
I've lost track. We'll put it in the show notes.
It's crazy. And it might be way off. You might be like, it's like 4, but so we're working on this crazy set because we have the opportunity to bring in, you know, tents and lights and things like that. And
spoilers.
Right. I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed or really care. but I'm just excited to be in that big room with all the hoopla and all of the things that are Workbench Con. Like you said, I'm so excited to learn from these people again. And there'll be new people and there's more people and all of the things. And I guess to kind of wrap up my recap of that is reestablishing that relationship with Kristen Stockdale, who is just doing some really special stuff in Atlanta. And that event is just so darn cool. Her and Tiff are crushing it. And so last year we were just kind of like, hey, for the first time when we met her, it was, and now we've got a year under our belt. We've been able to gain a pretty special relationship with Kristen and been able to watch kind of more of an insider of what she does and how she does it. And it's, I think, brought some significance to that event for me.
Nice. And you're talking about the people and the relationships, something that Kristen and Tiff and all the Workbench Con people can and will do a much better job than we can, is highlighting the opportunity for all the maker folk to connect with the companies that let them do their stuff, the Total Boats, the Cutsalls, like all the people that are out there making the cool stuff that the cool makers make with. Yeah, I did that right. Are going to be there, and they're going to be able to work on, you know, building and strengthening those relationships. And I mean, everybody is there to have each other's backs, which is something that's really cool about Workbench Con, is that the makers are making, the companies are making the stuff that we make with, and getting the chance to have those relationships and those connections in person, especially is unique to this weekend and is something that's pretty cool.
And Mush, I walked in last year just, I was a teacher and a podcaster. Like that's who I am and that's who I still am. But what, you know, I'll go back to Brittany's quote of, you know, life changing is in 1 year, like the amount of, you know, relationships that I've developed through WorkbenchCon, and none of those things would have been possible without that weekend, is insurmountable. Like, I can't even start to describe the amount of support that's been shown for me, for my classroom, for the things that I'm trying to do with kids as a result of WorkbenchCon. And it's exactly what you're saying. Those companies kind of digging in and be like, what are you doing? How are you doing it? And how can we support you as a person, as a maker, as a learner, like all of those things. And so life-changing, Brittany? Yeah, I'd say so. Like, it absolutely has been for me. And as I'm talking to some of the WorkbenchCon newbies, I hope it is for them too. And, you know, my biggest advice is, you know, take some risks, like dare to be crazy, dare to, like, you know, step up and tell these people what you're about and how you do things. And, you know, mine was as simple as I'm a humble middle school teacher that, you know, goes around the country and talks about makerspaces and what we're doing in the maker world. And again, those companies have been very, very supportive, and it's been an awesome ride in the last year.
Yep. Call it what you want, call it however you want to, but the love and the support in this community is special, and it's a weekend of lightning in bottles in that respect. Shame on us for going this far so far without bringing up our third partner in crime who sat in my hot seat for Maker Camp. Leah is going to be back with us. She's going to be helping us out. We're going to be doing the podcast. We're going to be capturing more of the stories at WorkbenchCon. We're also going to be doing a little bit of teaching. So if you're interested in power carving, you can come check out a couple of our sessions or swing by where we'll be in the ballroom and do some community carving with us. Leah is going to be there through thick and thin with us, helping out with the teaching, helping out with the pod as fits. And
She's a WorkbenchCon newbie. Mm-hmm. She's going to have so much fun.
So it's really, really cool to kind of see the full spectrum of who's coming for the first time, who's been there once or twice before, and the folks who have been there every single time. They're all there. They're all in. And it's just an amazing weekend. I have not had the mindset or the bandwidth to be as excited as this weekend deserves until pretty much 11 minutes ago when we started recording. And the more we talk, the more I'm getting hyped up, and the faster I'm talking, because the less I can wait until next, almost exactly a week. We're recording on Thursday afternoon. We'll be there Thursday afternoon. So, oh man.
All right. So I'm going to put you on the spot.
I'm ready.
If you could transport yourself to one moment that hasn't happened yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going in the future machine.
Yeah.
And what's the moment that's going to happen for you at WorkbenchCon that you're super excited about?
So the first version is the bunch of moments where I get to see again the folks that I've met through these experiences and give them that, you know, high five, handshake, hug, and getting to see them in person. I think we as a community do a really good job of being vulnerable and honest in what we share online, because it's not the thing, it's the journey. By and large, what we're doing is the journey, is the process over the product. And so the relationships that we forge are well maintained by just being ourselves, but nothing beats getting a hug. So I'm really excited to see all my friends in person again, get to see them. I think another version of that, like the kind of culminating version is I don't know which night, but the night where we're all kind of in a room together and all celebrating that at the same time and going a little crazy with the opportunity to be in a room together. I'm really looking forward to that energy and that celebration. I mean, that celebration of the community and the people and the stuff that we do.
So for me, there's going to be a night where we're sitting at the bar and everybody's around. And I just remember it vividly from last year. And I know this is going to be recreated, but everybody's just around. Everybody's so happy to be together. And like those friendships that you're forging are so special. And like that, last year was when I met Char, and Char and I have continued to be really, really great friends all the way through. And these relationships that you build, and you know, we make a lot of stuff at Maker Camp, we make a lot of stuff at WorkbenchCon, we make a lot of stuff in our spaces, but you know, you make special friendships, and those are some of the coolest things that you can make. So yes, being around those people and building on my old relationships and making new ones is going to be awesome. And then I'm so excited to teach Mush.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to be on the other side of that, because this community has given me so much. Like, and we often on this podcast talk about like the difference between being a consumer and a creator in the social media world, in the makerspace, all of those things, and how much do we consume. I consume a lot. And this is a really neat opportunity to be kind of on the other side of that and give back a little bit. We get to, you know, help out Cuts All by bringing some power carving sessions there. And so to be on the other side and be able to share you know, those tools with really awesome people in that session and just be able to make a ton of sawdust is going to be super fun. And I'm just really excited to be involved in that. And thanks to Cutsall for trusting us with that opportunity. And thanks to Kristen for, you know, signing us up to be teachers this year. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be, I empathize and resonate with all of that. I love teaching. I love sharing. I love getting better. So I think we're going to do a lot of all of that next weekend.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I would love for people to leave in the comments, if you're listening to this, like, what's your deal? Like, what's the moment that you're excited about? What's your best moment that you've ever had at WorkbenchCon? Or what's the best moment that you're going to have? Like, if you've never been, like, what are you expecting? What are you scared about? Any of those things? Because there's enough people that follow this podcast and listen to this podcast that have gone to WorkbenchCon or will be going or whatever. There's people that are nervous about going to this, which seems crazy to me because it is like, it's like a big hug. Like,
it's the family reunion.
And so don't be scared. Don't be nervous. But if you are, like, if you're wondering about something, put a comment in the show notes in the comments, and people will respond. And Mush and I will even, you know, hit you up with a DM, or if you want to have a conversation about what to expect. Not that we have all of these years of experience, but we've got one, mm-hmm. Which is more than none. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to talk to you about it and about how special this event really is.
So in the meantime, we look forward to this. We'll put this out as soon as we can. Let us know what questions you have, what we can do to help you share the experience. If you're going to be there, we would love to see you. Swing by, say hi. If you're not going to be there, let us know what we can do to help you experience this vicariously. I mean, one of our favorite things about this show is that we get to help these events live on in perpetuity. I mean, we want you to feel like you're there. So if there's anything we can do to help you experience that or like anticipate that, let us know. We'll do our best. And if you are going to be there, we can't wait to see you. We can't wait to see you in person again.
And I'm not going to give anything away, mm-hmm. but we have a great lineup mm-hmm. already, Mush. Some people have already reached out, and we've got some people that are going to be on the show. If you're interested in telling a story or whatever, let us know. We'd love to get you on, but I'm so already the people that have reached out. I'm so excited about this particular chapter. It's going to be some people that you recognize from, you know, around the campfire, and there's going to be some new people that you're like, wow, that's really fun. That person hasn't been around the campfire before, but it's really great for them to join the party.
So just to kind of sum it all up, WorkbenchCon is in a week. We are really looking forward to seeing all of our new friends.
Literally a week.
So in the meantime, if you have anything you want to let us know, you want to reach out to us, you want to set up a time to meet with us, shoot us a DM, leave us a message, leave us a comment. If there's anything we can do to make this a better experience for you. We're just so excited to be there, to see the people, to have the experience again, to share a tiny bit of what we do with y'all, and bring the pod. So I think, Lee, with that, we're going to cheers it out. And until next week, that's it. So safe travels to everyone. Looking forward to seeing the people in person, looking forward to seeing everybody, whether you're going to be there or not. If we can give you a hug, that's awesome. If we can help you experience it vicariously, that's awesome too. Here's to making cool stuff and making stuff better.
To WorkbenchCon.
And that does it for this episode of the Storyteller's Tavern. We hope you enjoyed and will join us next time. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at sttavernpod or at storytellerstavernpod.com. That's tellers with an S at the end. If you or a maker you know have a story that you'd like to share at the tavern or just want to drop us a line, you can send us a message on Instagram or reach out to us at contact@storytellerstavernpod.com. But until next time, keep making cool stuff, do good, and be well.